When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey friend, do you love the podcast and do you want an extra episode every week? Well, you can do. For premium content, subscribe to Confession Sessions via the link in this description or by searching Girls Overheard Confession Sessions wherever you get your podcasts. And also remember to hit the follow button wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really does help us grow in order for us to keep bringing you the content that you love.
Hi,
this is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
I didn't like that. Can we start that again? Welcome back to the podcast, Angelie Shat.
You do it.
Just leave that.
You do it.
Do we really need to intro it? They fucking know who
we
are.
I don't like an intro. Just leave it.
Just cut that in some way to make it sound good.
Nobody cares.
No, they actually don't.
They don't care.
It's also like trying to end a vlog. And so now this is the end. And now I'm back. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Do you know what I've noticed in a lot of podcasts, actually? They'll talk for like 20 minutes and then they do their intro. It's loads of different...
Is it a hook?
Are we too formal?
I don't know, but they can be like 15, 20 minutes into it and they go, right, let's get started. And then they play their wee intro. Even Shag Mary Droid do that.
Yeah,
they do play that. Their wee jingle like 20 minutes into it.
Do you know what it is? It's almost like they're warming up. They're limbering up.
Uh-huh. We need a jingle.
Vocal. Warm up.
That's what it is.
La, 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 la. That'll be us on Saturday. By the time you hear this, we will have completed our second live show.
I hope we've not cancelled ourselves. Oh, honestly, see the amount of things we've just said in the last 10 minutes going, and then we could say this. And then we're like, no, this is how we can't plan it. Ailey, what is going on? Ailey's brought a snack of shrimps and bananas.
No.
However,
half of them
are in the bag.
I know.
They went to burst.
Oh, right. I just thought she'd eaten them and then just said, like, here, I brought you a treat.
I actually did eat most of them, to be honest. I got them at the garage. I ate most of them and then the other half emptied out in my bag.
How much did they cost?
They're like 50p. And then I got... It's only because I feel bad when I just buy my can.
Did we talk about that last week when she came to my house? I think we mentioned it in the podcast. Right, Ailey came to mine and we were kind of organising stuff for the show. And she was like, guys, wiring, I managed to get us the goods. And she presented these Lindor chocolates. And we were like, oh, nice one. Where'd you get them from? The garage. We're like, oh, she obviously like really likes us because they're kind of expensive. She was like, yeah, 150. Me and Lauren instantly scrambled to see if they were in date.
Never one. And we literally both did lunch for it to check
the
date.
Literally, because we were thinking, are we going to shit ourselves like everyone in October? We'll talk about that in a second.
We will talk about that in a second.
We were thinking, oh no, we've just eaten out of date chocolate. This is absolute horseshit. And turns out they were in date and we were like, check your Apple Pay immediately because you've definitely been done and you've been charged £6.
I didn't realise. Do you know why though? I've got a pure thing about it. See, when I go into the garage and I always just buy a can of Diet Coke, right?
So question, do you drive in and park at a pump?
Yes.
Even if you're not filling?
Yeah, but in my garage there's nowhere else to park.
No.
We just kind of park at the pump and then I just go in, get a Diet Coke, and there was a woman there who, I think she's left now so I can say it, she was an absolute bastard. She used to always say, if I went in to buy a can, she'd go, you need to spend £3.
Why?
And I'd be like, nobody fucking does that anymore.
What do you need to spend £3?
Minimum spend £3 if you're paying on your card. And I'd be like, I'm just buying like a can. Anyway, it's given me a pure complex about just buying a can. I always buy like a couple of wee things. I feel like she's pure guilted me for just buying a can of juice.
So you bought a can, you bought one packet of half eaten. Where's the rest of it?
I left in the car. I was flustered. Yous appeared behind me from nowhere earlier. And I couldn't find my car keys and I was flustered. I obviously dropped my shrimps and bananas and I lost my fizzy watermelons.
Oh, for fuck's sake, so Ailey.
Sorry about that. But I can offer you some lion's mane.
I know. No, I love that. We actually had the lion's mane in my house.
Yeah, I bought it off TikTok
it
shop.
Does,
right?
It does, by the way. It looks like drugs.
It looks like drugs. I bought it off TikTok shop thinking it was going to be a massive big packet, right? And it's actually quite small.
So is that the same one that we had?
Yeah, it's the same one.
For reference, it's the size of like a large condom packet.
You're supposed to put it in your...
Is that the size of a large condom packet?
I just wanted to see the reaction.
I bought basically let everyone try it, right? And I think I would have continued with it if Lauren hadn't said it was powdery, and then I couldn't have it again after that.
It was
that.
A bit all powdery. Your fault.
It
all
was
your
a fault. Bit powdery though. But so I went and ordered the pills of it, so now I just like
knock them back.
Do the pills in the
do
morning.
Do you know what's so funny? See, because we all took the lion's mane in my house, and we're all together. We think we were fine. Imagine we actually wear it. Imagine we all hit up a badging and then we've all forgotten about it. How funny would that be?
The phone on the ceiling. Yeah.
Anyway, today, my day has been interesting. Went into town, went in to look for going out outfits. There's nothing to be had.
Hee-haw.
Everything is so boring.
Shops are shite right now.
Do you know what? We fucked it for ourselves. Like, it's our fault. This is the backlash after COVID. We all have gotten so comfy.
Yeah, we have.
We've got so comfy. The younger generation, no one dresses up anymore. You think back to like our grandparents' generation, right? How dolled up they would get to go into the town on like a Saturday. They would all have their good coats and guys would have their nice shoes, all that stuff. People would go and get really done up.
Mm-hmm.
COVID hit. We all went loungewear central.
100%.
Sports looks.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm literally like I'm insulting us right now because that's what we are.
I'm nothing. Not Lux. I'm going to sport tonight, but I'm not Lux.
What is? You are Lux. You're Lux. You look great.
I've got so much coffee on my jumper. You look dribbled everything.
It adds to it. It's part of the grunge. But there's nothing. There is nothing to go out in. Honestly, there's fuck all.
You can go to a funeral.
You can go at all. Listen, you can be the most glam funeral attendant ever. You could go to all the funerals, all of them. But can you get a nice going out dress? No.
Unless you're a size 6 with no tits.
Size 6, no tits. And
oh, they must be. They are living the dream.
And also no vagina, apparently.
Yeah, just like flat, like
you
Barbie.
You need to be like Barbie. You need to literally have like the nude mound of nothing.
Mound is just awful.
But that's what's so confusing when you look on TikTok or whatever of people doing try-ons of dresses and you go, oh my God, there's so many dresses. Like, why can I not find them? It's the no boobs. It's the no boobs thing that's the main thing, I would say.
Or it's just the stunning boobs.
Just the perfect pair that you don't need.
The perfect wee handful.
So there's nothing there.
There's nout there.
But then after that, one thing that I feel like I will always be happy with is a nail appointment. Because it never disappoints. The nail appointments and the nail designs, it's kind of like shoes in a lot of ways. You will never be disappointed with that.
What, with getting your nails done?
Uh-huh, because the one size fits all.
Yeah.
Same with shoes. Like your feet are not, they're non-discriminatory.
Mine are. They've went up a size.
Have you actually?
Yeah. You can still get shoes. You're not sized out.
I'm fucking feeling
what
it.
What are you?
A 12.
I'm going to say you're a 6.
Hey, you're a 6.
And a
I
half.
Am. Yes. So
I'm a 6 and a half.
I'm a 6 and a half. But now I'm having to go into like a 7 in some things.
Yeah.
Just for the comfort. Because the last thing I want is a dodgy toenail.
I feel like you go up half a size after you have a child. I feel like that's a thing. Because I'm really pushing a 5.5 now.
See? And it's traumatic.
Yeah. It is traumatic.
Just feel like I look like I've got...
She's going to start crying.
I don't want to slag people if you've got bigger feet than a size 7, right? But I just feel like they look like big clown feet on me.
They don't know.
And I like also, a chunky shoe, which doesn't help.
See that? That's actually really funny. But they just look like that on me. It's the same size of foot.
It looks like that on
everyone.
Else.
Everyone is the same.
Which is funny because I'm a tall girl. Aww. Tall girl.
Not as tall as you think.
You're not noticeably really tall. No, you genuinely are not.
You're not. You're really not. Well, anyway, So my nail appointment went to it. Now Lauren was in just before me.
Yeah, what time did you get there?
Mystic 11:33.
Oh, right, okay, I left it at 10 past 11.
Yeah. This is so specific.
It says 3 minutes late because the traffic was absolute balls.
Torture.
Actual balls the whole way. It was horrific. Nose to bumper. Nose to bumper? That's the same thing. Nose to tail. Whatever. It was human centipede of cars.
Ooh.
The car centipedes. Oh, beautiful. By the way, have you seen that? Have you seen that video?
Did you just...
We were watching it
the other
day.
Have you not seen the video of the gran, the Irish gran, who... gets mixed up with the word centipede and paedophile. She goes, I come down the stairs and there's lots of them paedophiles in my living room.
I know, but I thought Ailey just said paedophile just for the sake of it.
No, whenever I say centipede now, which is not often, but apparently this week it is, that will forever be my like video of choice. I think it was on the Irish Lad Bible. Go and watch it. It's actually, we're not saying paedophile's funny. The gran's funny, okay? Let's preface
it's
it with
fine,
that.
We get cancelled at the weekend anyway. We're sake. Fine.
She says it with so much conviction that she thinks that's the right word. That's the funny part about
it. Grands are hilarious. Love that part. Anyway, went to get my nails done. Was 3 minutes late, raging because I was actually doing really well for time. Anyway, got in, and the nail girl said, Lauren's just left. First of all, Lauren's missing Meg because she decided either that or I'm super predictable. But you were like, Ash is going to go for square all red.
Nope, I knew it.
And I went for square all red with a bit of chrome. She then said, by the way, wait till I tell you this. I was in, finish the sentence.
Who are you talking about? Who said
this?
The
nail girl. Where do you think she was out?
Oh, she was in October/November.
And yes. Someone shot himself on Saturday there.
Right, so we have our first eyewitness account.
No.
This is what I said,
This is not the first eyewitness. The other eyewitnesses come from a very close friend. She's not going to lie about
but
it.
But this is the first you've had face-to-face confirmation.
This is what I said to her. I was like, I was always a wee bit dubious about it. I says, but the fact that you were actually within touching distance of it.
She said that they'd heard it here, right? And they were actually laughing on the way going, imagine we go in and somebody shits themselves. How funny would that be? Oh my God, just trust
it. Will
it be me? Will it be you? Oh, how funny. She said she literally sat with her hand over her glass, like with the finger space for the straw the whole night just in case. And it turns out they were out with her friends for her pal's birthday. And our pal went, no fucking way, man, look over there. And behind them in one of the booths, a girl was literally getting dragged out. There was a pile of diarrhea on the floor.
No.
She was on the floor.
So the girl fainted and was lying on the floor, and the poor wee soul was wearing a skirt. The whole thing is, there's nothing even to catch it.
No.
Oh my God.
And it was everywhere.
See, for
and
context, the smell and if all you that. Haven't heard us talk about this, by the way, that's been the last 4 weekends mm-hmm. in a row someone has shat themselves in the same bar in Glasgow.
What is going on? Number one, why is this not being picked up by anybody like in the news?
I feel like we need
the
to
the police, I'm going to say, need to be involved in that.
I feel like it's one of these ones that you would see on social media, like flying around. Yeah. And like, but what she
people are searching for it in TikTok, because I tried to search it in TikTok and it comes up as a suggested search.
I heard,
which means everyone's trying to look for it and
but
it's not
people
there.
People were videoing it, she said, which was a shame.
Oh God, that's
a bar. They didn't shut the bar or anything, they just got it, they just kind of ushered them away from it.
They put a wet floor situation around it, mopped it all up.
No,
and the night continued.
Yes,
some sick fucker is drugging people in there.
Exactly.
With what though? Because apparently the girl looked absolutely gravely unwell. She said her lips were like blue.
But do you not remember not too long ago as well, there were people going around injecting people?
I know that was in Edinburgh quite a
lot. So there is shit happening.
Literally. But what is the... What is the
it's not funny, but that's a funny joke, Kayleigh. Well, can we just have a wee moment?
What is the drug that's involved
there?
Yeah,
this is what I was wanting to ask.
There's
going to
be people with actual constipation, heavily constipated people going to October/November for the cure.
But I'm sorry, but see, laxatives, they do not work that quick.
Never. Well, this is it. And the fact she looked so unwell, I'm like, it must have been more than just having a pure dodgy stomach. We need
to
try and find out.
Find out if anyone, because my instinct is that we need to call the authorities. We need to phone.
Call them in, boys.
Call the police. See if we put it on our TikTok, the Daily Record would pick it up within seconds.
Exactly.
See, that's what we need to do.
Do people
we need to do a public service.
With laxatives.
We need to find out if it's called October or November.
It's called October.
Right, okay. October. Bar, Glasgow.
Also, why is this? How do you tell if you've been spiked with laxatives?
You will probably shit yourself.
Laxative prank. This is illegal and incredibly risky in real life. Over-the-counter laxatives are by definition of medicine, and misapplication of medicine can have...
Others searched, right? So I just searched October bar Glasgow diarrhea, right? And the other suggested things that people have searched are October bar Glasgow diarrhea today, October bar Glasgow diarrhea, and October bar Glasgow diarrhea opening times. So people are definitely searching for the diarrhea
bar. Oh, they will be though.
I'm dying to know, like, what the fuck happened.
So apparently you can have a laxative stimulant, take an osmotic laxative, try a lubricant laxative.
Either way, we have no idea what somebody would do, but how come, right?
I'm just shocked that it says here, ideally you should poop no more than 3 times a day, no less than once every 3 days. Who is pooing 3 times a day?
Oh, there are people. I remember we were talking about that.
Yeah, the healthiest of people are doing it, by the way, 3 times a day.
See, the people with the high fiber diets and they're having like every superfood possible, they are going 3 times a day.
Yep.
Remember we were like, how
does it stink though? Because surely you're going to need to poo out like in public.
I imagine it if it's
high metabolism.
See, if it's 3 times a day, I would imagine it's coming out almost still as exactly the way it went in. It's not really had much time for anything
to
happen.
Also, not a lot of time for your body to absorb the fat.
It's literally just like a slide.
In and out.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, straight back out.
Here's the thing though. It's the thing with the bar spiking potentially situation, allegedly, could potentially be a person who's going in every week, which it's a small bar. It does not take a lot to work out who is a regular goer.
And apparently, the people that go there week after week, it's like one of these places where if you frequent it every week, you know who's in there.
Exactly.
You get to know people.
It's small. All I want to say is anyone who had that happen to them, whether it's in that bar, another bar, anywhere, because really, I see a lot of the time, these, it's not the actual place that's doing it. It's some sick bastard out there.
I think it's somebody with a kink, a poo kink. I'm telling you right now, they buy farts off OnlyFans.
Yep, 100%. Sure.
See if I could do that. I would actually do that.
It'll be whoever is cleaning it up, maybe.
See if I knew that'd be a road in success, would you sell your farts online?
100%.
If you could...
Ailey doesn't fart.
I don't fart.
I'm just not really a fart. I think
that's
I would
why
be
your
a
tummy's so sore because you need to release them gas.
Okay.
Just say that. Not in here though because it's a very confined space.
Great. So...
I would sell the socks. I can do that, but no, no like bodily fluids or anything.
Do you fart when you're by yourself?
Never. Don't even know what that is.
Anyway,
what was I going to... Oh, well, my day today took a very different turn, right? So I was supposed to be going to get my hair done first thing.
You've not been?
Why?
It's not been done.
Why?
I was... Do you know what I was supposed to do? I was supposed to get up in the morning, go
like
out.
Like everyone does.
Yeah.
See that? I love when people list that.
When I wake
no,
up in
can
the
we just, can
now.
I just can I just interrupt for a second? I hate when people do that. It's literally rather than just going... So I went to the shop today. I opened my eyes, I pulled back my covers, I actually put on my slippers and then I came out of bed and then I got ready and then I got in my car and then I left. It's like all you've done is get out your bed.
So this morning
I woke up,
I was supposed to go to the hairdressers and then come back, and the cleaner was meant to come this morning, right, because I'm like stressed out this week. So I was meant to come back with new hair and a nice clean house.
Yeah.
Cleaner cancelled first thing this morning because she's not well, and then my hairdresser cancelled because she's got norovirus.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, I can't risk it. I can't she risk getting norovirus. She exactly. You've been out of the weekend.
Oh, God.
Not like that. Have you got October diarrhea? Anyway, I'm sure she hasn't. Sorry for listening. But yeah, she cancelled on me. So instead, I was at home all day and I had to build up IKEA furniture. And I'm not even joking. It took me from 10 in the morning till fucking 5 o'clock at night. It was hell on earth. And see, at one point, I got to the point of I built up the full thing, right? Like the full thing. The full unit, and then I had to build 6 doors. See, when I went to build the doors, I realised I'd used all the wrong screws.
No.
I had to take it apart.
No, you'd used the wrong length of screw.
Yeah, but no. There was 2 different ones that were so similar.
Ailey. Did you not measure it on the paper?
No, do you know what? I was listening to podcasts and all that, and I was having a good time, and then I had to fucking dismantle the whole thing and just do it all over again.
I would have left
it. I was just dying to have the moment of putting my stuff in the drawers. I was so looking forward to it. It just took a long time.
The final bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to put my stuff in the drawers and shut the drawer. That was it.
Why did you not get Andy to this?
Because he was working all day.
Get him to say when he comes home.
Do you remember when you had your flat and you just got an IKEA set of wardrobes and you were like, nah, fuck this, can't do it. And you've got a guy off Marketplace to come build it.
Yeah, but you know what
they
actually
looked
happens?
On Marketplace for man Gumtree back in the day, back in the old days. She dialed up her internet and she sat down at her Packard Bell and she said, Gumtree, find me a guy who'll build IKEA furniture, and they got somebody.
Yeah, but can I tell you what actually happened though? So the guy came out at say 6 o'clock, right? So we'd said to him, we were like, oh, just weigh up how much is worth to at that point I'd never built IKEA furniture, right? So I didn't realise it's actually enjoyable. It was a 6 drawer set.
It's not enjoyable.
It is, it's fun. It's actually really rewarding.
No, not.
It's like, so it was a big mat, you know, the mound, like 6 drawers.
Lord,
right?
This is also the pure like 4+ Lego set. Level of IKEA furniture, mam furniture is the
right.
easy bit,
but wardrobes are not. Then we had a big double wardrobe, right? So I was like, I can't be arsed doing that. So we went onto Gumtree, found this guy who was like, I can build IKEA furniture. Basically, I'm not a joiner, but I want to be home or whatever, right?
Flex.
Quoted us 80 quid, which I was like, that's not bad for all that. So he came out, he was there from like 6 o'clock until midnight. And me and Andy sat in the living room. It was only like a wee one bedroom flat. So we were basically in the room next to him. And every now and then we could hear him going, for fuck's sake.
Did he not actually, was it built all right?
No, he was like a young guy, right? And you just hear him like throwing stuff and all that. We were just like, oh shit. And
then
eventually he came out and he went, I'm going to need to come back and fix that. I'm going to need to come back and kind of finish it. I didn't realise it was 6 drawers, but all we said was it's drawers. You never asked how many.
So wait, that was in the mam drawers he was annoyed at?
No, at this point he hadn't even started the wardrobe. This was all the drawers.
The drawers are the easy bit.
Uh-huh. So then he came back, he kept cancelling, right? He said he would come back the next day and never, blah, blah, blah. Eventually came back like a week later, right? He said, I'm not going to be able to do it. But you can, if you just give me 40 quid. And Andy was like, I'm not giving you 40 quid. Like, you said 80 quid for the whole thing and we've got half built drawers.
And what did he say?
And he said something along the lines of, you better give me the 40 quid or I'll kick your cunt in. Oh, don't say cunt.
You've said, it before.
Yeah, she said it before.
Also, it's not your words. It's a quote unquote.
And then Andy just went, I'm not giving you the 40 quid. And then he went, oh, for fuck's sake. And he walked away.
Give me the 40 quid and I'll kick your cunt in.
He was like,
it's the way that he thought Andy was going to go, and handed the money over. He just went, no, I'm not doing that.
But he was like,
and then
when
you watched in the background going, my hero.
But it was so annoying because at that point it was actually more of a job because we had half built drawers. We couldn't even start at the start to try and like put it together. And he built them up not using all the bits.
Yeah.
So it was, the whole thing was fucked.
And then he'd also put like, you know, like one of those like angry 17-year-old punches in the walls.
Oh yeah.
He'd left a couple of them.
It was definitely tainted. And then in the end, one of my pals just came and built them up for us. He was like, should've just asked me. I'd have done it. I quite liked your IKEA furniture.
My boy has been in the hospital.
Oh my god!
Yeah. By the way, I've had a pure stressful weekend.
What happened?
Horrific.
He's feeling better now.
He's feeling better now, but honestly, right, it's so scary, and we've had so many KFCs. It's actually ridiculous.
What
but
was
yeah.
your order? Because you didn't know what you were ordering.
No, I ordered two boneless banquets, and we just kind of nibbled. Yep. Chips were awful. They've changed their chips. What are they doing? Just keep things as they are. Keep them as they are. They're skin on fries now with like seasoning, but they're not good.
Oh. I've just never been a KFC fan, ever.
See, I was, and then I got a popcorn chicken once and I could swear it was a brain.
Ugh. Lauren, that's going to kill me forever.
It was pure chewy.
That's horrible. I heard a story once, right, that a guy that I know went to KFC to do some work there, right, as like a tradesman kind of thing, right? Uh-huh. Took the light off the ceiling, said to the person, I need to take the light off the ceiling.
Yeah, I know this.
Can you move the like food away and all that from underneath?
Uh-huh.
And the person was like, oh, no, you're fine. So they took the light off the ceiling and all the fucking dust
flies
and everything fell out. All the gravy and all that was sitting below it.
Oh,
and
that's
the
why it tastes so delicious.
The guy just didn't care. And obviously it can be like that in any fast food restaurant, right? Yeah. But it's forevermore. That sticks. It does not take a lot for me to get put off somewhere forever.
Well, any restaurant, really.
I was telling Andy this. See, there's a restaurant near us that opened up and I remember you went there.
Yep.
And Ash was like, oh, how did you go on? And you were like, oh, Willis got chicken nuggets and they weren't cooked properly. Mm. That was it for me. Never, ever would I ever go there.
No, why
would
you?
See, if I hear one bad thing about somewhere, I'm like, nah, that's me for life.
I agree. I think most people are like that, though.
Especially if it's chicken.
See if it's chicken and chips. But see if it's fast food, though, you kind of bank on the fact that you go, there's literally like machines that once something clicks down to fry it, it knows how long it does it for.
Yeah.
It's literally all automated in that kind of way. And also it's all pure deep fried. So any like infection that was on that before has fried off.
Also,
right? So you kind of go, it's fine.
Do you know what was really reassuring? It's not moving in here. And producer Dave, who used to work in McDonald's when he was younger, was like, it is the cleanest place ever.
Because they like, have to be.
Yeah, he was like, they're so, so strict. And I was like, oh, this is music to my ears.
Yeah. Do you remember in COVID or like COVID times, right?
We used to COVID. See, when someone says COVID times to me, it goes back to like the olden days. Black and white. We've all got like these big long dresses on floating around.
And we're all going, mother.
I remember back in COVID times.
I remember back in COVID times.
It's like those children that are protecting the future.
Yeah. We used to go back to...
I think it was frightful times.
It was frightful times.
It was fucking fast food times for us.
And I think people are a bit greedy, like us, with the McDonald's every time we recorded.
It was a joke.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Do you know why, though? It's because we had no social time. So we're like,
nothing
let's
else
just try
to
and
do.
Cram another hour out of this and go and sit in our car and worry that the police were going to pull us over.
Yeah, but instead we would just cram a Big Mac down our throats. Quite literally, we were leaving here some nights at like 12:30.
Yeah, and going to get Big Mac. How bad is that? And then waking up in the morning, I'd be like, I'm not hungry. I'm going to be hungry for a long time.
I can't break my fast because I was still eating at 1:00 this morning. Oh my God. But no, we had hospitals at the weekend, which was frightening, but turns out he had a thing called mycoplasma. Never heard it in my life. Some weird chest infection thing. So that was pretty scary. But we're back to normal now. And he's just been hilarious. In fact, I was actually talking to him the other day and I was like, oh my God, you've gotten so tall. Like, I mean, even when I bend down to speak to you, I hardly need to like bend down at all. And I had like a lounge set on. And he looked at me and then he kind of glanced down my top because my top was gaping, right, as I was leaning down talking to him. And he went, yeah, because I'm getting so big. Whoa, that's a nice Christmas bra. Red bra.
Whoa.
That's a nice Christmassy bra.
That's a yeah, nice cute little Christmassy top you've got on today.
Thanks. Love the red.
Little wrap.
Look.
you little rat.
You little rat.
A little rat.
Yeah. No, it's very nice.
Come a little Christmas vibes. We've both got
our nativity place to go to tomorrow, don't we? How fun.
And me.
Have you got it tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
I keep laughing at the...
Charlie's only going for his line though.
That's all right though.
He's not going to school, but he's going to go for the show.
He's literally just going to arrive, walk on stage, say it and get off. Uh-huh. GTF. Yeah.
Lauren knows, he knows everyone's lines, that's including it. His own.
Oh, literally does.
That is so good.
She's like that, Lauren went, Charlie, that's a really long part you've got. Wait, no, that is actually like Ben's line, but then my bit is this bit. He just knows everyone else.
Everybody's lines. So there's no fear if anybody else falls out of it. Charlie can just step in. Well, he knows everybody's line.
I wonder how much they actually pick up of the whole nativity story, because I said to Oliver the other day, just to check, that like he doesn't really talk about the nativity at all, right? Even though they've been practicing and I can hear him singing it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I said to him like, who's baby Jesus? And he went, I don't know.
Right, I'll send Nora.
You're doing a daily nativity practice.
Nora's basically, she's a Jehovah's Witness in a lot of regards.
Oh yeah, she's surely
into in the most Catholic way though. In the Catholic way, uh-huh. She'll come to your door on a Sunday morning, which by the way happened to me at the weekend. Okay, great, that's 9 a.m.
I'm sorry,
why are you chapping my door? It's a pure invasion of privacy. I don't want to speak to anyone at my door.
Do you know what, but you,
unless you're bringing my delivery,
you really don't want to be rude to people, right? But you do kind of feel like just going to them, fuck off. Well, if I wanted to come, I would bring myself.
You think I don't chap your door and tell you not to believe in God, so go and not chap my door.
Well, he actually did. Joey did. He chapped. There was three of them. They were honestly standing there like...
See, I don't like that. It's like a tag team. Exactly.
I just think as well, it's intimidating, first of all.
Yes.
And I was on the phone with my mum and I was like, because she was asking how Charlie was. And I went, mum, 2 seconds. I'm sure that's like Jehovah's Witnesses coming to my door. Sorry if you're a Jehovah's Witness, but see, coming to people's doors on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Rude. Mm-hmm. So fucking rude.
It is.
Bearing in mind, like that, what if I had a baby or something? You're chapping my door unnecessarily. You're annoying my dog.
Yeah.
Like, piss off. Anyway, I went down to the door and I opened it. In fact, Ella was actually sleeping in my bed still. Now, luckily, it didn't wake her up. I'd have been raging if it did because she'd been up really late at the hospital the night before. Anyway, went to the door and I had my phone, like my loudspeaker thing. You could see that I had it, like, on.
Yeah.
I went, hi. They went, good morning. Oh, sorry, didn't realise you would be on the phone. Of course you wouldn't fucking realise because you were never planning to visit my house. Why are you here?
You took the gamble.
You took the gamble. This is not... You're saying it like I'm the problem here. So I didn't realise you'd be on the phone when I'm coming to tell you about things you're not interested in. Uh-huh. Like, piss off.
I'm not interested.
Honestly, I just think it's at some point you must go, do you know what? Love you, Jehovah, whoever Jehovah is. I don't understand it. I will never understand the situation because we don't get as far as a conversation. See, at the door... Littering your like mailers through my door, just simply not allowed. You just put it in the recycling.
Anything bar Domino's.
But you get that on the app. We're a digital nation.
I know, but sometimes I like a flick through.
Do you love a flick, man?
Yeah.
She loves a flick.
I do love a flick.
I honestly think
not as much as alien or lesbian fingers.
Don't, by the way, because I've just pulled the last two off. How embarrassing that I'm going in with the two fingers.
The two poking fingers. On each hand.
No, it's just on one hand.
It's just on her strong hand.
By the way, it actually is.
It is. It's just on one hand.
Oh my God.
I think that's the nails that I would bite, to be fair, which is horrible.
The two poking fingers. All right. Look at you.
Nothing to do with like acid or anything like that getting on them.
Also, acid? Why you got acid on it? What's going on?
You stuff.
You. Hands up! You need a bit of Vagisil in there.
No, it doesn't burn.
A wee canny combi. Which, by the way, I'm not going to even lie. See, when that ever happens, that is a pure like added bill of the month.
I know.
So expensive.
It's ridiculous. There should be a dispenser where you can just discreetly, like if you've done the new Zara click and collect thing, there should be a canister in one of them just set up somewhere.
I actually love that whole setup, that all this not having to talk to people can actually make this my rant of the week. Do you know what I cannot fucking stand?
What?
See self-checkouts that have somebody floating behind you.
Yeah, but when you get stuck, you need somebody.
Yeah, I'll fucking ask.
But they're
stop
never there.
Stop watching me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's my induction at your job, right? So I have to do it. And then it's before I've even had a chance to think about the next step. Someone's going, you need to just lift it up. I'm like, it's my first time. Going to just fucking leave me alone.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'll figure this out. Also, see that, what you're talking about. See the self-checkout. When you go there, like you, as you say, you'll figure it out yourself. See, when you walk over, the one says card only, and they go, that one's card only. Uh-huh. I can fucking read.
Exactly.
I can see the words. They are in bold caps, and I am literally with intention, the same way it says trolleys only or baskets only, I am walking there with the intent to use card only.
Mm-hmm. It's
because who carries cash anyway?
I actually think doing a self-service is a pure riddy.
It's very embarrassing. It's, look at me and all my little groceries.
It's embarrassing.
I always pick it because I don't like to chat. I just go straight to the self-checkout.
I have a few people in my favourite shops that I love when I get served by them.
What? In like food shops?
In Lidl. There's good one. There's a nice lady in Lidl who I really, really like.
Right? Yeah.
There's actually a nice boy in Lidl as well. But then the Aldi staff, remember I get chatted up by the Aldi staff? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, the guy asked my number.
So I take it you go to him every time now.
I've actually not been back.
Hi, I'm just coming through. I'm still unavailable. I'm so sorry.
Still married. Better luck next time. But yeah, not just him. They're all really nice in there. They actually banter with each other in that Aldi.
Oh, you don't get the option to do self-checkout there?
No, you don't.
No, you do.
You don't?
At Aldi?
Not in Aldi.
Do you? Didn't know you could do that.
Since when?
When were you last there?
Like when I last get hit on.
Oh no, there's self-checkouts now.
Oh, is that?
Well, which is good because not everybody's willing to let the person behind them that's got a meal deal jump in front of them with their full monthly shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. But then there's a person in Marks and Spencer's. Love talking to him.
I know who you're talking
about. You know
who I'm talking
about?
I know who you're talking about.
You know, plain guy. Plain guy. Yes. Literally, I told you this before. This guy is so obsessed with planes, right? I would literally be mid-checkout and he would go, whoops, what time is that? It's 9:12. Just be back in a second. And he would literally get up and leave his area. Everyone else was queued back. Just 1 second. He would head out to the front door, look up in the sky, and he's like, I was just seeing the 9:12 Emirates flight heading towards blah, blah, blah.
Oh my God. That was
whatever the number is.
Nobody minds.
No. Nobody minds.
Because he's so lovely.
So lovely and so deserving of that little minute to go and see that plane in
everyone
the sky.
Everyone would love to love something, like have such a strong hobby like that.
We're just jealous. That's basically the equivalent of the smoking break.
Yeah.
But it's his plane break.
Mm-hmm.
I think fair play. And then also, he then comes back and goes, sorry about that. Just had to go and see my flight. And he told me all about it.
That's so nice.
I like him.
Very,
I do like him.
Cute. More passion.
More passion. More energy. More energy.
Love that. What were we talking about there?
Well, do you want to hear my trauma of the night?
Of course.
So my rant of the week is wide leg joggers. Now, as you can see, I'm in a pink ankle cuffed jogger now.
I can see that.
I had on a wide leg Nike. Stunning. Sorry, just stroked your leg there.
That's okay.
They're now ripped.
Why?
So I was making dinner tonight and I've thought, do you know what? I've got a lovely Nando's Piri Piri barbecue sauce in the cupboard. I'm going to get that out for Chris because I think he would really like that.
Yeah.
Not always a mayo and ketchup kind of guy. Climbed up onto the worktop.
No, so I know what you're going to say. This is a Zara photo shoot.
Pretty much. I was actually straddling the worktop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these joggies make your bum look great as well, by the way. So I was straddling that and I reached
you're
up.
Like, I really hope no one takes a picture of me right now.
Chris, don't walk in and be getting you a nice sauce for your dinner. Anyway, put the sauce down, shut the cupboard, put 1 foot down, brought my right foot down. Only my jogger got caught on the door handle, on the bread cupboard door handle. Now, whatever the fuck I did, and I've brought my leg back up to try and get off. So I then went back on to the worktop.
Remounted,
exactly. And then in an instant, rewound. And that's the only way I can describe myself. Anyway, I basically fell from the worktop in a V-shape. My ass hit the ground first. My trouser caught on the door. Ripped, so my leg is attached to the door.
No,
and I'm hanging now. By this point, right?
Did anyone see this?
Well, the girls were there, weren't they? And they thought it was funny, which I did not.
So, did you fall actually straight onto your bum from
fell
a height?
Back. So imagine a V, basically on the worktop. I felt my tailbone
hit the floor first.
Hit the floor
legs
first.
Are still attached to the cupboard.
One leg is still attached. One
You're
leg is
so
down.
Flexible, man.
Now, all I'm going to say is, number one, thank God I have lost a stone in a bit, because hitting that with an extra stone, I was breaking something. Then the girls came
Before.
Over. They are.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
Your brother made the same joke.
It's just a wee joke.
The girls then came over. I am roaring in pain. I'm not even even too proud to say it, roaring in pain thinking somebody would come to assist me. I cried.
What were you roaring like?
Help! I chose a terrible accident.
You weren't laughing. You weren't laughing. You were still laughing.
Why is that so much better?
It's so much better knowing you were green.
And all I was doing was pretty much screaming, like at the top of my lungs. The girls then came over, started laughing, and then they were jumping like kind of on top of me. But at this point, the pain shooting through my back. And all I was thinking was, A, I've broke my back. B, live show Saturday. C, have to wear heels. All I was thinking about.
D, still didn't get the barbecue sauce out of the cupboard.
D, still attached to the door though. So they're trying to pull me off. My trousers attached. I'm shouting to Willis to get me. Fucking
sorry,
off the door.
The best thing
so
for
you're
me.
Still hanging.
I am it's still like hanging.
See, at that point, surely you have to just do the whole like fuck the trousers thing, undo the trousers. And then
I tried, but I physically couldn't move because I was in so much pain at that point.
No.
So all I'm doing is effing and blinding, telling them to get away from me. Oh. And all this while, Chris still never came down the stairs.
Did he not hear anything?
Good to know.
No, he heard it. He heard it.
He heard it. But what did
he
think happened?
He thought we were playing.
What did you shout?
What do you normally play?
What did you shout?
Well. Did you shout help? No, I never shouted help.
That was where you went wrong. You should have shouted help.
I was literally roaring in pain. You know how that way when you like stub your toe and you physically can't get words out?
Yeah.
That's what had happened.
Oh, Lauren, that's so pathetic, the crying. Ick! Massive ick!
Ash,
I feel like the only thing you
attached
to. No, wait, have you seen the thing?
Unit.
Have you seen the thing where it's like, this is the self-defense method you need to use if someone's ever in the back of your car and they try and strangle you in the driver's seat.
Yes.
And it's like, first of all, you put your two fingers up.
Oh, really?
You put your two poking fingers up your neck. Release the tension from the strangling aid. So see if they've got like a rope around your neck.
Uh-huh.
Put two fingers in. And then you get the side bit of your seat where you recline it. You click that. You go straight back. You slide out and you're gone. And you're at the door, right? That's basically what they tell you to do, right? You should have done that with the trousers.
I tried
two poking fingers in, slide
out. That's what Chris did say. He says, when I came down, your shoulders went down your arse. I actually wish that we had cameras in that room so that I could watch it in slow motion back.
We could slow-mo it. That would have been so good.
Wow. I actually was surprised that the police never turned up at my door, like with my neighbours phoning it in or something like that.
Isn't it?
I mean, I was effing and blinding.
I remember I fell down the stairs last year, right? Like, now I've got a turn at the top of my stairs.
Uh-huh.
I took the turn too tight. Basically the same way you would in a car, okay? And I went on the side of the tread that had the shorter,
slimmer.
And I had a pair of fluffy socks on, deadly, asking to die, slipped in the stair, and then Fraser found me, but I was so embarrassed. I just went, started crying.
You have
full
to cry.
Tears. And
do you know
was
what
like,
I thought
what
you were
was wrong with you?
See, when you were talking about the wide leg trousers, I thought you were going to say, because I feel like this must happen to so many people.
What?
I remember being younger, right? Now, this actually put me off that sort of trousers forever, right? Because see, when I went down the stairs, they were super baggy, they were jammy trousers, right? My big toe caught the other legs and I fell all the way
down.
It was huge, big, tartan, baggy jammies when I was younger and my toe just caught the other one and I went flying.
I'm just so annoyed. I love those trousers and I've ripped the full bottom off.
Can I do that thing where it's like, but at least this never happened? And I know it's still traumatic, but it could have been what I thought you were going to say. You were making dinner and the hob ring was on and you were like, just getting you barbecue sauce, darling. Next minute, your ankle's on fire. Yeah. I honestly thought you were going to say my trousers have burnt.
Imagine it have landed on the hob and you were still stuck. Imagine.
I know, but I've...
Imagine there was a pan of boiling water. Are we just going to find...
It's
going
to be so much
let
worse.
Me and Ailey will final destination this for you.
No, but
tell
final destination is going to be tomorrow morning when I wake up and I physically can't move.
And your trousers went on fire and you couldn't get away.
And then the pot would have fallen and you would have been burnt. Like, it could have been so much worse.
You should be grateful. And you're crying about it. You're
funny. So
lucky. And you're saying that it was traumatic.
Chris came down. He was trying to understand what had happened. And I was like saying to the girls, if you ever see someone that you think's in trouble, you're supposed to help them.
Fuck off.
And see when I was trying to relay it, I just started crying again.
If you see someone in trouble.
In trouble. Mum's in trouble. Dad.
Mum's in distress.
Mum said I should get help when someone's troubled.
And then I felt really bad because they did come down and apologise. But they were going to jump on me. And imagine I had broken my coccyx.
Uh-huh. But here's the thing, do you know what the worst part about that is? You're too good and them because you fell. If someone's in trouble, you should help them.
Do you know
well,
what?
They should. They were just standing laughing, which made me even more upset.
But what do you do, really?
Fine,
see when the kids hurt,
about it
see when
older.
Kids hurt themselves, a lot of the time, you just try and make them laugh. Maybe that's what they were doing. It's the other way around.
They thought I was kidding on. But I'm like, I'm sorry, my cries for help were not. That was an injured animal on the floor.
See, if you were an animal, they would have shot you to put you out your mouth. They did not get the rifle.
My bum is so sore though.
Oh, it'll be worse tomorrow.
Really exactly.
That's really awful. I'm sorry for you.
That's me out of action for 5 nights. Good excuse.
See, if you had broken something, you would have still need to do the show. We would have had to give you... Your big boot would have been a big sad.
I mean, we're fucking Regina George. I mean, I'm telling you though, I'm taking my slippers just in case. Oh,
I know.
Crocs.
Well, I'm going to have a fucking injury on Saturday.
She nearly set you up with those daft heels.
I know. I was like, just get these gold heels that are reduced. I was like, right, I need them. I'm sick of fucking looking.
They're slipper shoes.
They are.
I love them though.
They're a good, I don't know how much that is, but
how many inches would Andy say that is? He like, I have no idea. 12 inches.
I'm going to say the heel is that. Right.
Which is how many inches?
Yeah, but the platform is
the length
like
of the poking fingers.
But even
the
platform,
of my cervix.
The thing that
this
kills
length
me
is so familiar. What does it look like? The dilation is around 6 centimeters.
The problem is I will be too terrified to walk in them. Like, to actually go out on stage, I'm not going to be able to do it. So I'm going to get some
other shoes. Imagine your wee knobbly knees pure.
No,
quivering.
Collapse.
It's the fact that they're such... I'm not slagging your other gold shoes, right? But it's the fact that...
Taylor.
Opposites from your wee, like, shoes to these.
Exactly.
Like, hooker shoes. Let's add a little bit of spice.
We did have to add a bit of spice. When you put them on that video the other day and they were so flat, I was like, we need a platform. We need
those
a platform.
Shoes are the
are
only
made
heels
for the strip club.
No,
which, by the way, hold on a minute.
Do
you know what Ella said that to me? We were driving by like this industrial estate, and it's got like, you know, one of those stripper pole like silhouettes, so you can just tell it's a place you can go and do polar size. So anyway, she was like that to me. What's that thing over there? What is that? What is that thing, that dancing place? I went, well, it's like pole dancing. What is that? And I went, well, like, how to explain this? So basically, people dance, not usually kids, it'll usually be adults, usually women.
Not usually.
Right? Fucking should not be kids.
Should never be kids.
Right, exactly. I was trying to phase it in.
Okay.
I was like, it's more for like mum's ages. So you go there, you get really fit because the girls are like basically lifting their entire body weight on like a pole that's kind of like, and I was driving away, kind of like a lamppost, but thinner. And basically they manage to like pull themselves up on it. They walk around it really, really fast, and then they can spin and they can go upside down and they can do all these cool things. You know, like a fireman's like pole and you slide down it at the park. They can do all that cool stuff. And she was like, oh, that's amazing. I
mean, oh, you sold it too much.
I said, but they're so fit. I was trying to be non-judgmental.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I was like, right, they're so fit. Honestly, the girls that go there can actually fully transform their body because it's like so much upper body strength you need to actually hold your own weight and whatever. And I said, but people got to keep fit as well. And she went, all right, you should definitely go to do that. I went, really? And she was like, yeah, I think you should do that. You should actually do that for Nana's 60 things before 60. Because she's never been to that class before, has she? I was like, no, Nana's never been there before. But I was like, built her bad idea. I would definitely do that. And then she said, yeah, I really want you to do that because you know why? See, if you're able to do that, you could then do the pole dancing in her street right outside, you know, outside April's house. You know, April's got the lamppost outside in her driveway. I would love that. All my friends would be super impressed if you could do that. All our neighbours would be so impressed if you could pole dance in the street. So could you imagine? I was like, shoes.
Exactly. I imagine it to be like singing in the rain. Remember George? What's his name? Who was George from X Factor?
Oh, George Sampson. That was iconic. Do you remember that boy?
It was the best.
It was from Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
It was from Britain's Got Talent. It was George Sampson. Remember that the thing where he held the lamppost and went sideways?
That would be
singing in the rain.
That would be with the wee build up music as you walk out in the street with the big shoes.
Get up.
Why do I feel like I should be wearing this jumper and just a pair of black briefs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, briefs.
And frat the top window with the spotlight just so that everyone's looking.
Hayley's just filing those lesbian fingers.
ready for action.
Maybe I've managed to completely get them off.
This has been a really nice catch up, you guys. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Make sure if you were at the show at the weekend that you tag us in all of your stories, tag us in your pictures. If you're private and you tag us, we won't be able to see you. So send us your pictures and send us your videos because we would love to see it all from your point of view. And what else?
Make sure, see if you're tagging us though, actually tag the picture. Don't at us in the caption because we won't see that.
Yeah, we miss that.
We miss that. Actually hit the picture and tag people. Tag Girls Over Here, tag Ailey, tag Lauren, tag me so we can see it.
Yeah, because that was the best bit about the last
private,
time.
Yep. If you're private, going to do us a favour and just actually send them to us on a DM because we don't see the private ones because you're locked down.
Right, we're going to head over to Confession Sessions. If you want to come and listen, click the link in the description and you can get an extra episode every week. And we will see you over there.
Bye.